This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Goeiemiddag, good afternoon, Molweni, Bapulapulu, goeiemiddag, alle luisteraars. Julle is hier met Pastor Elizabeth Guma by Radio Cape Pulpit. Dit is 3 minute oor 12, vandag die 15de September, ons is in lengte. Ek is so dankbaar vanmiddag is dit weer eens 'n voorreg om hier te wees. And I believe and I trust that you had a blessed weekend and it is Monday afternoon. Tune in with me today. I do have a guest, but before I introduce the guest this afternoon, I know you will be blessed. I want to thank the Lord for each and every one of you. It is indeed a privilege to be on studio this morning. I want us to read the book of Psalms 118 verse 17 where David says, I shall not die. I shall not die but live. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. That is who we are. People that has been through so many things, storms, trials, tribulations. And I don't know who needs to hear this morning. Listen to me, my sister. Listen to me, my brother. You shall not die but live. Alles wat ons deur gaan in die lewe, alles wat jy face in die lewe, dat sal jou nie doodmaak nie. Glo my vry, dat sal jou nie doodmaak nie. Solang daar 'n God met jou is. As long as there is a God with you. He says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 31. He said, if God be with me, who can be against me? So as God dan vir jou is, wie kan dan teen jou wees? So my sister, my broer, my brother and my sister out there, you shall not die but live, and you will surely proclaim the great works of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said in his word that go into the world and preach my gospel. Listen, we are in this world for his purpose. So my brother, don't give up. My sister, don't give up. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as long as there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. So come us up here. Why must we give up? The devil is a liar with his mother-in-law. I say it again. The devil is a liar with his mother-in-law. You have so many things that is ahead of you. Great things will birth out of you. God wants to show. Oh, listen to me. Every trial, every mess that you've been through, God turned it to a message. Everything that you are going through is not for you. It must burn through you, but it's not for you. It's for someone else. Most of the people that have been through storms, most of the people that has been through trials and tribulation, watch them when they don't take it personally and they allow God to use them. God will use them mightily and they will do and they shall do great exploits in the mighty name of Jesus. The Israelites in the book of Exodus chapter 14 verse 14, the Israelites, they were told that the Lord will fight for them. Hallelujah. You need also to be still. There comes a time in your life that you need to be still and know that God will fight for me. It's not all battles that you need to fight for yourself. No. It's not all battles. The battles is not ours. That is why David said, the Lord said, the battle is not yours, the battle is the Lord's. Vengeance is not yours, vengeance is for the Lord. Ons eie ding is net om te vertrou op die Here. That is what we need to do. We just need to put our trust in God. We need to be confident in God. Be full, baby, in everything that you are going through, trust Him. And say to yourself that God will work it out. God will work it out. Hallelujah. So listeners, I am so happy. I know that you are listening to my voice this morning. I want to thank the Lord for each and every one of you. This is a great day. And I do have a guest that I will introduce soon after our break. I want you to sit back. Gaan gryp gou jou vinnige koppie koffietjie daar. Of jou warm water. Sit still. I don't want any movement. And listen to the testimony that is about to come up after the break. I want to thank the Lord for your life. And I want to encourage each and every one of you that you are created in the image and into the likeness of God. Always know yourself that in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 16, he declares that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen you. God bless. Shalom. Thank you so much. Oh, that beautiful song was from Len Miller. Huis toe, huis toe. That was his song's the name. What a prachtige song. We are here. I'm back here with our guest. I told you that I have a guest that I will introduce to you. And I want you all to listen to her testimony. This is a woman of God. I am here and I'm privileged to be here in the studio, joined by a special guest, Prophetess Zehandra Platten. I call her Prophetess. That's how I call her. An ordained woman of God. A woman that do the great works of God. A woman that you will hear her story. You will hear. I don't want to go too deep into her own story. A woman that was working in the corporate world but left everything. So let me dunk on myself. Left everything to do her father's business. Oh my God, you are blessed, woman of God. You are blessed. She's a founder of the Woman Shine Your Light. Woman out there, shine your light. Shine your light. It's a woman ministry. And from living the corporate world to dedicating her life fully to the call of God. Jeandre serves as a spiritual mother and a pillar in the kingdom, impacting lives locally and abroad. So today I am giving it over to her. Please, my dear sister, woman of God, over to you to introduce yourself and to share your testimony.
Amen. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth, you know, for inviting me. And I also would like to thank Radio Cape Pulpit for the excellent work that they are doing. Then I would like to greet my husband, Prophet Grantley, my spiritual parents, Prophet Luciano and Prophetess Inga. And then I would also like to greet our church congregation, the Lighthouse Kingdom Church, our faithful members. We appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. And then also my family and friends from wherever in the world, you know. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I came to share my testimony with you today. My testimony, one of my testimonies that I'm sharing on today is about being raped at the age of 12 years old. So I was in grade 6. I was in grade 6 when this took place, right? So, but I was only gracefully restored at the age of 33. That gives it a whole 21 years of being healed. The process took a whole 21 years, right? So, at the age of 12, my mother took me to the doctor. And the doctor said it was molestation. But then years after that, by having a relationship with the Lord, having a relationship with the Holy Spirit told me, but it wasn't molestation, it was rape. Right? So I went up and I went to go look at the signs of it. So rape means when you are sexually assaulted, right? When there was sexual penetration. Molestation doesn't have sexual penetration. So what happened was, I was young, there was a party at the family's house, and what my parents did, and I will always say it was unknowing, so I don't blame them for anything. They didn't know better. And we were at a family gathering, and they left me there, but they slept over. It's at the family's house. But they left me in his bed. Not knowing that the family member is going to do what he did to me. So at the age of 12, I remember I wore lilac. So I only started to wear lilac only this year again because of the trauma. And I couldn't understand why I couldn't. And God took me back, you know, because healing is a process. It took me about 21 years to get healed from being a rape victim. So what happened was, as the doctor said, no, it was molestation, but the Lord said, no, it was rape. And I went according to what God said, because God wants me to be healed. God wants me to work with women. So I can't work with women in an unhealed state. And I always ask the Holy Spirit, why isn't raped women coming my way yet? But it was because I wasn't fully and completely healed. So what he did, you know, he did what he had to do. He finished what he had to do. And so being a victim of rape, I always felt that there was something taken from me. You know, I was never interested in sleeping with men. I was never interested in doing things before the time because of the fear. So I think in that way, it actually worked out for my good. But not knowing, I didn't really know Christ yet. So the place where it happened was at a family's house in retreat. So I even never went to retreat. I even never went to retreat for years because that was part of my healing. It was that part where the Lord says, be still and know that I will fight for you. So the two scriptures that the Lord gave me in the time that I didn't know that I still had a battle, because we had a family, remember he's a family member. So we had a family funeral, I could face him, I could greet him, I could hug him, and I knew at that moment that I forgave him unknowingly. Because I have a relationship with the Word, with the Lord and the Word of God. And the Word of God says, when we read it, it washes us white, you know, and it cleanses us. So the Word of God truly came to be that water and truly washed me clean. Right, so I went through a healing process with the rape, not knowing, not even touching on it. But when God truly comes to work in your heart, you start to look at the person as a soul. And I started to see him as a soul. I started to see him as a lost soul. I started to see him, and I started to see the spirit behind him and not see the person that did it to me. And I started to have this compassion towards the man that raped me. You know, and at that moment, my then fiance, now husband, couldn't fathom, you know, like this heart that you have. But it's really the Word of God that changed you. So there was two scriptures in the time that I asked God, please, I need you to help me, you know, if there is anything else still in me. Because I was 33 years old, I'm currently 36. And at the age of 33, I said, God, I need you to help me because I know I'm called for ministry. I know I'm called for women, but it's just not happening. And then the evening I went to sleep and I heard this the word of the Lord come to me and say, the battle is the Lord's. So I'm like, the battle? I still have a battle? What battle are you talking about? Because at that moment, there was no battle in my life that I knew of. But it was internal. It was a hidden thing of something that happened at the age of 12 years old, right? So when the Lord says that the battle is his, then I knew that my human strength is not going to overcome this. I am not my own source. And I went to sleep that night and I had a dream of deliverance. And in the dream, I went through deliverance. The Holy Spirit took me back to the bedroom that we were in, to the bed that we were in. I literally relived that through the dream. But then the Holy Spirit took me back to the next morning when I had to go to the bathroom to wash. His grandmother, this really happened, gave me a white cloth. So me knowing what white represents today was purity. And God, that's why the doctor couldn't pick up the rape, he picked up molestation. And then it was God showing with that cloth that you are still pure. You know? And it took years to really puzzle this all together. So there's no human strength that could have helped me and no weapon that I could have used to save me. You know, but it took me years to go back to that place of my rape. It took me years to go back to that family. You know, and not so long ago, I met up with his mother, and we're actually doing good now. So that is how forgiveness and what happens, especially with rape in the family, because it goes, you know, from generation to generation.
Yes, woman of God, just to stop you there, it is true. It goes from generation to generation. And just as you have said there, remember, it is a spirit. It is a spirit. And I love what you say. How can you go and help other women, help other people that has been through rape if you have not been healed before? So the most important thing, it was for God to heal you. You get me now? Before God would use you. Because as I'm looking at you now, I'm looking at a mighty woman of God, prophetess that's mightily used by God. And jy werk met stikkende mense. Jy werk met mense wat geabuse en gemisuse is. But die Here het geweet why you have to go through what you are going, you've been through. You get me now? But by God's grace today, you are made whole. Jy bloei nie meer op die ander nie. because God has washed that bleeding or that pain away in Jesus' name. Amen. Ons gaan gou vinnig na 'n song luister, Torren Wells, When We Pray, and then we'll be back soon. God bless.
Amen, amen. As I said in the scripture that I received was the battle.
I want us to continue again with Prophetess. Sorry for that one, my mic was not on. I will continue with Prophetess. I want you just to continue with your testimony again. Thank you.
Amen. So as I said, the scriptures that I received was the battle is the Lord's, which meant I had an internal battle inside of me that I never knew of. The other scripture that the Lord gave me again is I will fight for you. You only need to be still. And I didn't know. Normally when God tells you to fight for you because you need to be still, it's because there's fear. But it was an unknowing fear. It was something, you know, where we go through things and then we store it here at the back. And then when something happens, it triggers it, and all this memory flushes back, you know, to you. So that was what took place. But I want to tell you that it cost my obedience to become healed. And there was a time that the Lord said, I want you to go to Him. And I want you to tell Him that you forgave Him. And I never went. I didn't have the courage. But there was a day that I saw Him, you know, at the family's place. And I told Him, I forgive you. And all He did was smile. And sometimes you're going to have to tell somebody, I forgive you, and not get a forgiveness in return. The Word of God says, if someone has something against you, tell them that you forgive them. You know? So the thing is, God came through and He fought for me. He truly, truly, truly fought for me. Now, there is things that we go through when we go through rape. It's the trauma triggers, right? So, I couldn't go to the specific place for years. I couldn't be with that family for years. I couldn't stand the smell of smoke because that was what he reeked like. You know, I couldn't... he was dark of complexion. So, I was just never interested in a dark of complexion man. Not racist or anything, but that is the trauma, the triggers of the trauma when you go through things. And sometimes you're going to think, why don't I like something? Like we know now, lilac is a color that's in fashion. And then I questioned God, why don't I like lilac? And He took me back to the place I had on lilac that day. You know? And so, without you knowing, this is what happens. But the first part of my healing was forgiveness. And many times we think, no, I first need to heal before I forgive. It is not true. Healing is forgiveness is the first process of your healing. So I had to forgive Him. And day onwards, God did a work in my life. And you know, the trauma of the rape and stuff, I'm married today for going to be 10 years. But it came to a point that even where myself and my husband would be intimate, it will trigger to back to that part, you know. So sometimes you're thinking, what is happening intimately in your marriage? What is taking place? But it can be your childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. It can be, and your husband did nothing, yet he's paying for something he never did. And once God brought that restoration, I literally moved closer to my husband. You know, I could actually start and be affectionate. So I'm speaking of a testimony here. So it goes so far, and if you don't deal with your childhood stuff, it will come in your marriage. It will come in the people that you work with, you know. And that is why we get healed, like you say, Pastor Elizabeth, for the next person. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much. There's something that you just said that's very profound, and I want the listeners to hear this. You know what? It is very important to forgive, but don't expect. There's something that you said, and you said that when you went to the family member, the person that has done that to you, when you ask him, just listen, listeners, she was the one that went to him to ask forgiveness. You said you are not for forgiveness. You said you are forgiven.
No, I told him.
He just smiled. He didn't even ask you for forgiveness. Did he ask you?
No, he never asked me. He just smiled.
He just smiled. Mm. Were you bitter? Were you angry? How was your emotions? Because this is a person that has come into you, has raped you, and there's nothing that came out of the case. You didn't even make a case. You didn't even lay a charge. And now you saw him after avoiding to see him. You saw him and now you ask him, and you told him you have forgiven him, and he doesn't say anything. He's just smiling. How were your emotions? How did you feel?
I actually felt good. Because to me, I was obedient unto the Lord. It was what I needed for my healing. And in return, I also set him free without him knowing.
Thank you. I love what you are saying. That is what you needed for your healing. Because you were in spiritual captivity. That is what you are trying to say.
Yes.
Remember, immediately when you don't forgive other people, you are in prison, isn't it?
Definitely.
That is how you felt.
Mm.
You get me now? And there's another thing that I also want to find to say. You said childhood trauma is real.
Mm.
If you don't deal with it, it will deal with you in the future.
Sure.
Whether you get married to someone, it's not going to fix it.
Mm-mm.
You need to be delivered. You need to be set free. That is what you are trying to say, prophetess.
Yes, definitely. So also there was something more that I wanted to mention was, it became a family secret. Few of the people knew, but it became a family secret. And not too long ago, God, the Holy Spirit, ministered to me and gave me a revelation that family secrets become curses.
Mm.
And now it's going down into the bloodline. It might not be him, but it's still family doing it to families, you know. And so I'm that one bringing it out. So my nieces will ask me, what is rape? What is this? What is that? And so I speak to them so that when it happens, God forbid, but if they ever see the signs of it, they will understand. Mm. Because many times it's like, also when I used to share my testimony, the people will look at me like in a manner of, like I must be shameful of what happened to me. But I didn't ask for it. You didn't ask for it. It just, it happened. It happened at the age of 12. You were innocent.
Innocent.
You understand? You were busy sleeping. Mm. You were busy sleeping. And he came and he had his way with you. But God is really, really, really faithful.
And before we come to that one, woman of God, because you know why? We are trying to help. There's somebody out there that need to hear this. There's somebody out there that might have been through the same, but the person can't speak out.
Yes.
Or the person is still under that trauma, the trauma that triggers over and over again. And that person can't forgive. You get me now? And immediately when you cannot forgive, you can't move forward.
True.
Believe me, in everything that you want to do, that thing will keep coming back, because something that you have just parked in your back mind, just as you have said, woman of God. And the thing is, there's something that you have mentioned about when this happened, it is a family curse. And I thank God, when you speak up, we speak out, you are breaking that curse.
Mm.
And I believe that is what you did, woman of God.
Amen.
When you didn't keep it for yourself, because remember, it used to be a family secret.
Yes.
And ek weet dat het gebeur in die ouwe dae. Uncles het die kindertjies getouch, gekrap, en dan kan ons absoluut niks aan mee doen nie. But you, by God's grace, God has delivered you, you stood up and you speak up and you brought deliverance into that family.
Yes, amen.
I believe so, woman of God.
Amen.
I believe so, because remember, many, many people that has gone under, that has been through this, they are in captivity.
Yes.
They are in prison, because the devil, you know what, woman of God, the devil tells you lies.
Mm.
And what kind of lies does he tell you?
Mm. Sure. Like there was stuff like if you're going to be around certain men, they're going to look at you that way, you know, if they're going to hear of your story. Because I remember my mother wanted to make a case and my father was like, no, because my father was worried about my reputation. And today I actually say thank you. I say thank you, because if I wasn't with the Lord, can you imagine this went to a court case? It would have destroyed the 12-year-old girl in me. But God takes it to the courts of heaven years later. And he restores me, and I come and stand before people and testify, you know, of the great work of God and how he can restore you. And to be honest, listeners, I did not ask for the healing to be raped. It was God doing this mighty work. It was his power manifesting in
Thank
my
you,
life.
Woman of God. I love what you are saying. You can't get healed on your own.
Mm-mm.
You need his divine intervention, supernatural power. The Holy Spirit can do that. That's the Holy Spirit that can do that, to set you free and to heal you. Women of God, we will continue with the conversation. Die saak raak warm hier binne. En ek glo en ek weet daar's iemand wat daar buite is wat hoor wat hier gesê word. En as die Here vir die vrou van God kon vrygemaak het, hy kan dit aan u ook doen. Ons gaan gou vinnig na Forrest Frank luister. Hy sê, good day. We quickly gonna listen to this song. And we'll be back, my listeners.
Okay.
Wow, that was a mouthful. Woman of God, family, you have heard it. One thing that I want to tell people out there, my listeners, my family, forgiveness can bring freedom. Ek weet hoe om het weer te sê nie. As jy vergewe, dan gaan jy vry wees. Ka omkolele omto, uweske usbone kwa wena ukululekile. Maar die duivel maak het so moeilik vir mense om te vergewe. En dan is hulle nie vry nie. Nee, vrou van die Here, jy kan nooit in 'n plek bly waar jy nie vergewe nie, dan gaan jy nie vry wees nie. Hy sê in die boek van in die boek van Matthew 18 vers 21 tot 22, forgiveness can bring freedom and it can bring healing, and that's what has happened to the woman of God. So ek vir die luisteraars, daar is pyn vir wat 'n mens deurgaan. Maar as jy net kies om te vergewe, dan gaan jy gesond word. If you choose to forgive and to let go, and let God, you surely be healed and to be loved and be set free. Over to you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. As we were sitting here, I was just reminded of a season in my life while I was working in the corporate world, where lunchtimes, where the Lord will send me to my vehicle, to my car, to go and sit in the scriptures of forgiveness. So he was showing me now that was what was happening. So as I was sitting in the word, as I said before, the word washes you. Amen. The word comes and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it cuts between bone and marrow, flesh and spirit, and separates the evil from the good. And while God is amazing, and a vehicle represents ministry, not knowing that by me leaving the corporate world, you know, I was going to step into ministry. Because it was 2020, it was after COVID, was still in the time, it was still mid-COVID. The Holy Spirit told me, I now need to leave the work and I need to go to work for the Lord. And it wasn't a difficult situation, because when we were in COVID, we had all this money, we had vehicles, but there was nothing we could do with it but only spread the gospel, but only pray, you know. And then in that time, I was in the book of Acts, and I believe that was the part where God was busy putting the word of God in my, like incubated in me. And I started to get a love for ministry and evangelism and love for his word. And so also in the time of in COVID, out of there, ministers came, pastors came. You know, God actually birthed the church anew and afresh. So there was churches that didn't make it after COVID, but those that make it, they're running with fire in this time, you know. So whatever the enemy meant for harm, God always will turn it around for his good. So in that time, my boss, he had to give me an increase. Mm-hmm. So just listen to this. He had to give me an increase. And he didn't give me the increase. And he walked past me this one day and he said, I didn't forget about you, but I didn't hear his voice. I heard the voice of the Lord. And I said, okay, Lord, I think I'm going to get my increase. But my increase was ministry. My promotion was ministry. And you cannot put money to the gospel. Mm-hmm. You cannot put money to the Lord. I understand you need money to live, but I mean, out of this, I'm also a successful businesswoman. I have my own hair salon. So The thing is, God will give you, he will give you things in your heart. He will place his desire. That was one thing I had to praise. Father, replace my desires with your desires. And I believe this is, because this is off the topic, this is what God wants to do in woman's life. But the thing is, you need to be healed. You need to be healed. Whether it mean, I mean, there was nights I would cry, I would shout, I would scream while I was in the presence of God. It will wake up the entire house, but they knew I was in the presence. That was my time with God. That was the time in the secret place where God delivered me. You know, there was times I was in a secret place and I would feel the agony. I would feel the things that were still attached to me. And I would cry and I would cry to God to deliver me, not knowing it was everything that was, you know, how they say when things sit on you like leeches. And when I would come out of the presence of God, I will feel so much better. And the presence of God was also a place for me where I would be delivered. And when I come out of there, I would never be the same again.
Wow, wow. That is a beautiful thing, woman of God. Choosing to forgive is very important, because forgiveness is a choice at the end of the day. Forgiveness is a choice, as I've said to you. If you didn't choose to forgive, and by the help of the Holy Spirit and by the help of God, you wouldn't have done what you are doing now.
Amen.
You wouldn't have been where we are now.
Never.
Because there's something that you also mentioned, woman of God. Ever since you worked for many years, about to get, just imagine you were supposed to be promoted or to get an increase, and you hear the Lord's voice to say that you are going to work. The feeling is quite mutual here. I remember when I left 18 years. A job, right? For 18 years I worked for the government, but when he called me. Remember, he said many are called,
yes,
but few are chosen. And people won't understand when you hear that voice, and you need to act upon that voice, and you really need to. And at the end of the day, you are a blessed woman now. Tell us furthermore, woman of God, because you are set free, because you are delivered, because you are forgiven, because you are no longer bleeding on others, what is it that you are doing now? What impact are you doing now?
Amen. So last year, I birthed a ministry called Woman Shine Your Light.
Come on.
So Woman Shine Your Light comes out of the scripture in Matthew that says that you will shine your light and your Father, you will shine your light before men. And your Father in heaven will be glorified because of your good deeds. Amen. So Woman Shine Your Light is based on that scripture. And it was last year on the 9th of, I remember it was the 9th thing, it was a 9th, yeah. It was the 9th of a new beginning, the 9th of August 2024, I birthed the ministry. So what we're busy doing now is we are internal. I cannot use the woman yet that is in our group, that is in our church. So we also, my husband and myself, Prophet Grant, we are the oversight of the Lighthouse Kingdom Church. Last year, a lot of things happened. My mother-in-law, his mother, handed over the torch to us, you know, in May 2024. So a lot has happened, a lot has transpired, because the church needs to go to the next. It has to be taken over. And also, this is what happens in the body of Christ, where they hold back the torches, and then when people die, there's no one else to continue that fire. So yeah, that is what we're doing. So Woman Shine Your Light, I'm currently busy with it. I'm working with women, and sometimes it's very, very tough, because some women don't want to get out of their old. You will always constantly hear, they will reference back to their past life. They will reference back to your past life. But I will always tell them, come, let us see what the reality is. Yes, God is saying, you are righteous, you are this, you are this. But currently now, you are broken. You know, it is the reality that we must face. So you can't overlook the fact that where you are now in the earth realm. You know, heavenly realm, you're there. So the heaven and the earth must... They must come, you know, together. They must collide. And so that heaven on earth can take place in your life.
Amen. Now, see your great work that you are doing in the lives of so many people. Because remember, you had an encounter, woman of God. And that doesn't just happen with any other person. It can only be by God's grace.
Amen.
And God has, you had an encounter with God so that you can go and set those women free by the grace of God. Because remember, now you understand them. You are in a better place to understand them without judging them. Because most of the time, you know, we can judge them. Most of the time, if you've never been through something, sometimes you do judge. Sometimes I give a person for, yeah, my body getting enough. Without judging them, understanding them that healing, it takes time. It takes time. There's something that I write here. I said, if you're not forgiving, he said forgiveness is a choice. Required, eh? He said, not forgetting. Forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean, woman of God, mean forgetting the hurt. So it's not that you are forgetting the hurt, but you are forgiven and you choose to move on away from the hurt. You get me now? So that God can do something new in your life. And that is what is happening to you. So we want to thank the Lord for your life, woman of God. We will be back. We will talk furthermore. And ek sê altyd vir die luisteraars, hierso, dis altyd lekker. It's not always nice to end this program of me. So I don't know, but when it's like this, I always feel I will definitely, by God's grace, call you back. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15, the Bible says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you in heaven." So forgiveness is a choice. Ons is weer terug. Jylle is nog steeds ingeskakel met ons. Asseblief mense, as jylle voel, jylle wil ietsie vraag, jylle wil ietsie deurstuur, you want to send something through, die nummer is 081-729-1657. Ek herhaal, 081-729-1657. If you want to say something or ask questions, please feel free. We do have our prophetess here in the studio, and we are ready to answer certain questions as well. Over to you, woman of God. What do you want to say before we... I say altijd lekker om goodbye for the listeners to say for my family to say maar wat wil jy nog last and say?
Now, Pastor, you know, we were touching a lot on the forgiveness.
Yes.
But before the forgiveness, I experienced the true love of God. And 1 Corinthians 13 is my favorite because that is the love that God has. And the one part that always stands out for me that connects to the forgiveness is that love has no record of wrong. And so whatever record was against that man, whatever record was against me, the love of God, that happened on the cross, that love took it away. It took it away, you know. So we must pray and we must ask God as well. Father, give me that 1 Corinthians 13 type of love. The love that has no wrong. The love that doesn't get angry. The love that doesn't envy. Because there is nothing like that I have in my heart towards Him today. Amen. So love is also very, very, very important. It connects with forgiveness. It connects with forgiveness. And when you start to see the person, not as the rapist, but see the person as the soul. See the spirit behind the person. Because it is extremely spiritual. The enemy knew why he came for you. Because if prophetess didn't get a healing, she would not be able to sit at Radio K pulpit today. If prophetess didn't, and I mean that time I wasn't prophetess, I was a little girl genre. I was 12 years old. You know, I remember I was coming from primary school when God, when my mother asked me what happened. You know, your mother knows
yes.
what takes place. So because of the trauma, I fainted. I fainted at school. So I was only a small little girl. And I was at the age of 12. Today, I am 36. And God has done a tremendous work in me. And I can truly say that I will say through obedience and through total surrender unto God. Total surrender unto God.
Yes. Prophetess, I love what you're saying. Because remember, at the end of the day, God is love.
Amen.
God is love. Whether the person has hurt you, whether they have done so many bad things to you, our duty is to love them.
Amen.
The way Christ loved them. Remember, vengeance is not for us.
Mm.
Vengeance belongs to God. Says the battle was never yours. It was His. Even though I 12 years old, when you were going through that, He saw that.
Amen.
He was there. You get me now? But also what I love, He knew the plans that He had for you. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, God knew the plans that He has for you. Even the person that rapist, God has a plan
yes,
for him.
Amen.
And how can the plan of God manifest through his life as well? It's by total obedience, by forgiving him and let him go so that God can also maybe use him. I have seen so many perpetrators, people. I'm working in prison. I've seen those people that were doing all those kind of things. Last week I was sitting with one of them. But God has forgiven them.
Yes.
So who are we not to forgive them?
Amen.
Because if you don't forgive my family, you are in captivity. You are in prison. So free yourself. Free yourself. Just as the woman of God has said, she wouldn't have been the prophetess. She wouldn't have been the genre that the Lord is using mightily if she did not allow God to heal her totally and to deliver and set her free for his purpose and for his use. So the last one, Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, it says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So what's that next honest what us can do? Alles wat onder die son gebeur, everything that happened under the sun is not new to God. It might be new to I and you, but to God, it's not new. That is why I titled this message today, I shall not die. Prophetess, you shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. Family, thank you so much. Baie dankie dat julle ingeskakel het by Radio Kaapse Kansel. Thank you for your time. My time is up. Prophetess, do you want to say goodbye to our listeners and thank you for their time?
Yes, I want to say thank you for listening to us, tuning in. I really hope you are encouraged and you're ready to forgive that person and love that person, because God wants to restore you. So don't look at the opinions of people, but see yourself through the eyes of the Father, because He wants His children restored, healed and healthy.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for your time. My time is up. Jendra, thank you so much, woman of God, for
being here.
Pastor. Love you so much, and God bless you, and continue to do the great work of God.
Amen.
Out there, in Jesus' name. Shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.